The bipartisan bill authorizes more than $303 billion over 5 years in transportation infrastructure spending, a 34% increase from the last surface transportation reauthorization. The money will upgrade highways, roads, and bridges with a new focus on addressing climate change and improving safety. New programs that will be created to address climate change include $6.4 billion for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and $8.7 billion to increase resilience to climate change and extreme weather. And Carper says the bill will provide charging infrastructure for electric cars in communities.
The auto manufacturers say we can build all the vehicles that get over 300 miles or 400 miles on a charge, but if they don't have places to charge them across the country, then we can't sell them. So in our bill, we're going to have places to charge them. The other thing, the sleeper here is hydrogen. Hydrogen can be used in conjunction with fuel cells to create electricity, including electricity in vehicles that propel cars, trucks, and vans. It's especially promising for trucks, mid-sized trucks and large trucks.
The bill also includes $2.5 billion to create alternative fuel corridors along the national highway system. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.